Are you sure none of these smell like pumpkin? Or did you manage to permanently damage my sense of smell last month?
I frowned at my feline familiar, watching her with a glare as cold as the frosty air whipping across the town square, while she continued poking her small gray-black nose through the assortment of Christmas candles. Will you give it a rest? I asked, already knowing the answer. I tugged the rubber tote closer to me, still frowning. This box has pine, cranberry vanilla, Christmas cider, and gingerbread. Not a pumpkin in sight. Or smell. Celine stretched forward and gave the contents another whiff.
Still getting pumpkin.
Grabbing the lid to the crate, I slid it into place, concealing the inventory from prying eyes and noses, especially the whiskered kind. We were in the town square, setting up a table and a handful of festive decorations for my vendor booth. The annual Winterspell Christmas Market was opening the following day, and everyone was in crunch time mode to get prepared.
I'm just glad none of these candles are shaped like cats,
the overly opinionated feline continued, as she settled back on her haunches smack dab in the middle of the table, wrinkling the embroidered tablecloth naturally. My gaze lifted from the creased fabric to my familiar as she strode along the table's edge, her tail aloft. Why is that? Celine turned, giving me the look, which usually suggested she was on the verge of complaining of hunger.
Don't play innocent with me, Cora. I saw that sick look of glee in your eyes every time you lit the wick. I mean, really, putting it in the tail?
I rolled my eyes. Oh, for Merlin's sake, Celine. They were for Halloween. Black cats, skulls, pumpkins, ghosts. It's what sells during spooky season. I assure you, it wasn't a targeted attack. Celine lifted her nose into the air.
Well, then I assume you won't mind if I build a wax-based voodoo doll that looks suspiciously like you and set it on fire every couple of days for the amusement of the guests in your esteemed shop.
Scoffing, I turned and used a puff of air magic to lay a swag of garland along a series of wooden pegs screwed into the sheet of painted wood that served as a backdrop to my booth, meant to give me additional display space and block some of the bitterly cold wind. Around the square, the other vendors and clusters of volunteers from the town council worked to transform the space into a magical winter wonderland. Winterspell was magical year-round, of course. But when the holiday season hit, things ratcheted up to a whole other level. From the outdoor skating rink to the enchanted decorations and festive lights spread throughout the already picturesque town, it could melt even the iciest of hearts. Though it was becoming apparent my own familiar might be impervious to the charm of the holidays. You're in a mood? I glanced at my watch before adding, It's only 11 o'clock, so there's no way you've already burned through your entire breakfast. So what's your excuse?
I don't know why we're even doing this,
Celine groused, the tip of her tail flicking furiously.
All this market does is bring in a bunch of loud and obnoxious tourists, and this place is already bursting at the seams. Ever since the Winterspell Chalet opened, it just gets busier and busier here in the winter.